Ela lav, so isn't it for sure, the Nezirus Merubah, that when the Mishnah says that when you finish your Mitzaras, you continue counting where you left off. So the Chur is talking about when you had a long Nezirus to do, like you Mekabel first to be 100 days in Nazir. So you were first in Nazir for 20 days. Good. Then you became a Mitzara. And you're Mitzara now for 10 days. So after the 10 days, now when you start counting again your Nezirus, you don't start over again from day number 1, but the first 20 days you counted help. And now you start counting. This is number 21. And you go on to 100, and then you're finished. So Ketani, the Mishnah says, Maschil Amayna Miyad, that you continue counting right away. So who is not like Rav Chisda? According to Rav Chisda, it's not the fact you continue counting. Rav Chisda says even the days that you are Mitzvah are included in your count, like you never stop counting. When you have a long Nezirus to go, you first count the 20 days. Then you become a Mitzvah. So these next 10 days, let's say, that you're a Mitzvah are included. According to Rav Chisda, you have now 30 days of Nezirus. So why does the Mishnah say you continue counting? It's not just that you continue, but you never stopped according to Rav Chisda. So according to Mishnah's Mashma, not like Rav Chisda. So Gemara answers, no. Who nice of law, he asked the question, for whom a farakla, and he answers it. I'll tell you, the Mishnah is talking about a case like this. The Naziris Abbas Chamishim Yoim. It's talking about the person who was makabel upon himself to be a Nazir for exactly 50 days. And the case is like this. The Yosef Esrim, he already sat 20 days. The Yisyaldu Bei Tzaras. And now what, he became a Mitzaras. So the Lachu is Magalayach Tzaratoi. When he finishes his Tumas Nezirus, let's say 10 days later, he takes his haircut. So now in such a case here, you can't say that these last 10 days are included in your Nezirus. Because Lamaisa, when you finish taking your haircut, you're going to have to wait another 30 days until you could take your haircut for the Nezirus. So in this case, where you makabel 50, and you first counted 20, and then you became a Mitzvah, when you finished your Tumas Mitzvahs, it's called you have to continue counting. In other words, you need just another 30 days. So the first 20 days you counted help for you, but now you'll still need another 30 days because you just took a haircut for your Mitzvahs. And after you take a haircut, you can't take another haircut l'shem Nezirus, unless you have 30 days worth. So in this case, the Mishnah says that when you finish your Tumas Mitzaras, you continue counting. In this case, though, the days of the Mitzaras does not help you, because when you finish your haircut now, you still need another 30 days. And then you have to wait another 30 days for your Nezirus. So it's like Gidol Sar, because you need now another 30 days to have a long enough hair to be able to take care of the Shem Naziris. So therefore, that's John the Mishnah according to Rav Chisda. But as we're saying, even though Rav Chisda says usually that when you have a Tumma Mitzaras, those days are included in your Naziris, but here it can't help you. Because you want to say you first count to 20, then you have 10 days of Tumma Mitzaras. If you want to include them, so you want to tell me you finished 30 days, so you want to tell me all you need is just another 20 days, it's not true, because 20 days is not long enough for your hair to grow. So you're going to have to wait another 30 days just because your hair has to grow 30 days worth. So in this case, the Mishnah says that when you finish your Tumas Mitzaras, now you continue counting like your first 20 days are good, but you still need now another 30 days. But in the case where you're makabel to be a Nazir, let's say for 60 days or for 100 days, then Rav Chisda says even those 10 days that you are a Mitzvah, they're included in the count. Like if you first count to 20, then you became a Mitzvah for, let's say, another 20 days. So when you finish your Mitzvah, you have 40 days worth of Nezirus. And now all you need is just another 60 days. That's Rav Chisda's Chiddush. We'll soon see the Maisa, we shlug him up, we don't hold like Rav Chisda. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, a little complicated this case. The Gemara asks the Kasha on Rav Chisda like this. Nosiv Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma asked the question according to Rav Chisda. It says, Alocha Mishnah Leidom, Nazir Shehoye Tomei B'Safik. A Nazir, it could even be the first day he was Makabel Nezirus. He had a Safik, a doubt, whether he came in contact with the Mace or not. He was in the room, and we're not sure if the Mace was in the room the same time he was there or not. So it's a Safik if this Nazir is Tomei, does he have to be learned like the Nazir is Tomei or not? Or Muchlat B'Safik. The same way you also had a Tumas Mitzaras misafik this nazir. It's a safik if the tzaras he had, was it muslar or not? Did like the Kohen tell him, yes, your father, your mitzvah or not? What's going to be the nazir like that? A nazir at the first day became a nazir, right away he had two sveikis. He doesn't know if it's really tummy or not. He doesn't know if it's really a mitzvah or not. So lochmi is like this. A bekitzah, we'll see Tyson explains it.